This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Let's take that joy, hold on to it, and let's do a hop, skip, and three jumps all the way over to Amsterdam, where the packing may or may not already have begun for London Town. Dion Foster, it might be cold where you are, but I know you've got a heart full of warm joy. Good morning.
Morning, Brad. Yeah, I packed yesterday because today and tomorrow I've got full days with some evening commitments. So literally on Saturday morning, I'll throw all of our bags and ons a spiller, as the Dutch would say, into the back of the car. And we're driving to London. Can you imagine driving to London? So we drive to Dunkirk, and then from there catch a ferry across to Dover. And then, 5 hours and we're in London. Amazing.
Easy peasy. And you make it sound so nice. Sounds so wonderful and holiday-y. Well, enjoy yourself, Dion. That sounds really great.
And we're really looking forward to it.
You always open up just as much as we get caught up on the advent calendar that we want to open up and hopefully has a little sweetie in there for us every single morning. You've been opening the advent calendar for us every single week and doing exactly the same this Thursday.
Brad, so let me make a little confession here. Uh-huh. So if you were to look at my Instagram Reels algorithm, so people who are a little bit older, you know, you'll have to ask a young person about that. But my Instagram Reels algorithm is full of people in Pentecostal churches who get anointed in the spirit and get overcome with joy and start dancing and tapping their feet. And there are these two particular guys somewhere in America that they've sort of made a meme out of this. They visit people with these Ring door cameras, you know, when you push the doorbell and it films the thing. And the one guy brings his piano, his electric piano, and there they are. They dance and they share joy. And it brings me such joy, you know, just to see people rejoicing in Christ. Now, the fourth final week of Advent has traditionally focused on this theme of joy. And that beautiful song that you just played just brought a smile to my face. But of course, the reality is, Brad, that when we read the scriptures, joy is something far deeper than just happiness. So we'll talk a little bit about that today, but joy in a sense runs deeper than circumstances, and it can be held. Joy can be held even when things are tough. You know, I think back, for example, during the 1980s, you know, attending anti-apartheid rallies, and one of the people who we often encountered there was Archbishop Tutu.
Yeah.
You know, and he had an ability to just let that smile, that laughter come through. So even in this incredible tragedy of apartheid in South Africa, what he would witness to with his joy is that the evil of the system could never overcome the joy of Jesus that was in him. Now, if we read the Gospels, and I've been reading Luke's Gospel, Luke 1, 46 to 49 and 52 to 53, there's that beautiful section on the Magnificat. And that wonderful little bit there in Luke 1, 46 to 49, where it says, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for the Mighty One has done great things for me." Now, this part of Mary's song is one of the earliest Advent texts that's been used in Christian worship over the last 2 years. And that focus on "my spirit rejoices" is one of the things that Christians are invited to do as we prepare for the birth of Christ. Now, as I mentioned earlier, the one thing that's interesting, and particularly if you can read the Greek in the New Testament, it helps, is that you see that different words are used for happiness and joy. The word joy literally has the same Greek root as grace. It's the root chara, whereas the Greek word for grace is charis. So you can see they have that same Greek word root. And here we can see that joy, in a sense, is about being held in God's grace. Joy doesn't come from what we have or what we do, but it is something that can coexist with lament, even with struggle. And we can see that. I mean, think about Mary. Here she is declaring that her spirit rejoices in the God who saves her. But who is this Mary? She's an unwed teenager who's facing the scorn and disgrace and misunderstanding and judgment, an uncertain future. And yet, because of what God has done in her and with her, she's able to rejoice. So, Brad, just to say, if we think about this theme throughout history, what Christians have done in this week of joy is they've tried to reflect a little bit on, for example, characters like Mary, to show that very often joy can mature through waiting. It can deepen through longing. Can you imagine Mary waiting for the birth, the promise of the son which is given to her, someone who is here to save the world? And very often joy is refined through patience. Let me say one last thing about this. So in the 19th century, when they really started focusing on this in Christian churches, this particular Sunday was called Gaudete Sunday. So our older listeners may remember that. And it literally means rejoice Sunday. So maybe what I can encourage our listeners to do, you might be stressed by the traffic. Some of you might even still be at work. Some of you might be under pressure for all sorts of other reasons, the loss of a loved one, pressure on your resources to show your love for others. In the midst of that, I want to invite you to say joy is something that comes from God in Christ, that comes to us through the Holy Spirit. And the last thing I want to say, Brad, is not only can we find joy in Jesus, but God also gives us the ministry of bringing joy to others. And that doesn't come through gifts. It comes through making his love known. So, Brad, my wish for you for this Christmas is that you and your family and all of our listeners would know the true joy that comes from being loved by Jesus.
Yeah, we need that. We need that to strengthen us, that knowledge of how God feels about us, even if sometimes we don't feel that same way about ourselves, to know that God loves us. Dion, thank you. Appreciate this beautiful word for us as we head into this festive season. We're exactly a week away from Christmas, a few days away from you heading out and enjoying some time with family. I just want to grab this opportunity, if you don't mind, just to say a massive thank you. All these years, and of course, including this one, no matter where you've been in the world, you always make sure that you and I can connect, even if it's a odd time of the day with a time difference. So I just want to honor you and say massive thanks for always being with us on a Thursday morning. We value you so much.
Oh, Brad, you know, just to say from my side, my friend, I mean, you're one of my closest friends, but also just this is my family, you know, so I feel so blessed. And you know what? I can't wait for that day in heaven when all of us are together rejoicing in the Lord. Brad, thanks for a wonderful year, and we connect again in the new year.
Yeah, thank you so much, and travel safely.
Thanks, my friend. God bless you. Bye then.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.